Good morning. This morning's readings both show us the glory of God passing by, but I will concentrate on the reading from Matthew of Jesus walking towards the disciples amidst the rough sea. Jesus has sent the disciples ahead of him across the lake, while he stayed behind to pray to his heavenly Father on the mountainside. Earlier, he had fed 5,000 with a small picnic, and this was after he had received the harrowing news of John's execution. This was John the Baptist's execution. We know that this was a turning point in Jesus' ministry as he began to face his own death. The disciples were on familiar territory on the Lake of Galilee when suddenly life lurched out of control. A storm blew up and they, hardened soldiers, were fighting for their lives. In spite of this, Jesus did not come to them immediately, but continued to pray. Then, in the dim light of early morning, Jesus walked towards them on the rough water and identified himself as God by saying, "Take heart, it is I am, which is the name of God. Do not be afraid." At this, Peter, in a burst of impetuous but incredulous bravery and faith, responded, "Lord, if it's you, tell me to come to you." Jesus said, "Come." But note, Peter asked Jesus first if he could come to him on the water and only got out of the boat at Jesus' invitation. Then the next amazing phrase in this account, "He walked on the water and came to Jesus." I think Jesus would have had his eyes fixed on Peter, just as Peter had his eyes fixed on Jesus, and both would have been so thrilled with Peter's faith and water walking. As John Ortberg suggests, Jesus must have beamed to see one of his followers who could trust him that far. Getting out of the boat was Peter's gift to Jesus. The experience of walking on water was Jesus' great gift to Peter. Peter knew the joy and the freedom and experience of God's power after taking an enormous risk. Peter is the only human being ever to have walked on water. What must this have felt like? He would remember this moment all his life. The freedom, the joy, the exhilaration, the feel of the water firm beneath his feet. And then he would remember the fear of the storm, which threatened to overwhelm their boat, and then the fear of sinking below the waves as he took his eyes off Jesus and again noticed the raging storm all around him. Then Jesus' immediate response to Peter's cry for help is a saving hand, catching him as he chides him, quite kindly, I would think, for doubting. Interestingly, the emphasis always seems to be on Peter's failure to sustain his water walk with Jesus, hence fragile faith is the heading for this week's service. I think we have to admire Peter's courage rather than criticize his lack of faith. Everyone else in the boat, full of fear, no one else was up for attempting a water walk with Jesus. We may well find that life at present feels like being on a rough sea, like those disciples in the boat, rowing frantically against the storm, trying to keep their boat the right way up so it did not ship too much water, just trying to survive a real white knuckle ride. When your stomach is knotted and it's taking you all your courage to hold on, do you have to muster all the faith you can trust God? And trust God will see you through as you offer your pocket full of faith? When we set out in faith and fail, Jesus reaches out to save us. Jesus' response was immediate, to reach out his hand to the sinking Peter. Who was this man who could walk on the water and still the storm? The disciples in the boat and Peter had no doubt whatsoever. Truly, you are the Son of God. And we too must keep our eyes on Jesus. Peter's walk stands as an invitation to everyone who, like Peter, wants to step out in faith, who wants to experience more of the power and presence of God. In his profound but lightly written book, "If You Want to Walk on the Water, You Have to Get Out of the Boat," John Ortberg suggests that walking on water is a picture of doing something with God's help that I could never do on my own. "Is there," he asks, "some aspect of your life in which God is calling you to walk with him and to him, and that when we say yes to his calling, it sets in motion a divine dynamic far beyond merely human power? Maybe it is to do with your work, or a relational risk, or a gift you could develop, or resources you could give. Probably it will involve facing your deepest fear. Certainly it will go to the core of who you are and what you do, and will be life-changing." I see Sue Waits is here. "Going to Bangladesh on my own for 3 weeks a few years ago to help in a hospital and school was for me an experience of water walking. God's words to Joshua kept cropping up in so many places while I was making the arrangements and wondering if this was really what I was called to do. Be strong and very courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." And I found that to be very true. Today, there will be those of us who feel we are in the boat weathering the storm and clinging to our faith. We remember Jesus' promise, "Fear not, for I am with you." God comes to us in the midst of our distress, or whatever we fear is out of control and threatening to us, perhaps to our very survival. Both these readings tell us that God does not abandon us in our distress, but meets us in totally unexpected ways. Or today, we may feel, through confidence in Jesus, to step out of the arrangements we have made to keep ourselves safe and say yes to God's call. This will require of us courage and to learn to grow from our failures, but we will be changed as, with God's power, we help to bring the kingdom of God nearer. Amen.